Good morning, church. Yeah. So I'm actually not a prince, right? So on my passport, they made it clear, they added that prince is not referring to a title. So it's just a name. I am so happy to be here. I'm so happy to really be here. And thank you very much, Philip, and all the leadership of the church for having me here. And I don't take this for granted. Now, to be honest with you, my message has no title, right? But I felt in my heart that I had to speak on this passage, right? And I'm just going to share a little bit, and we'll see where God leads us. So in Matthew 24, verse 14, the Word of God says, "And this gospel of the kingdom, right, will be preached to the whole world so that all the nations will hear. So it will be preached as a testimony to the whole world so that all the nations may hear," right? Now, I think we're just going to remove certain things there. For one, the kingdom. So the Bible never said what the gospel will be preached to the whole world. But it says the good news about the kingdom will be preached. Now, when you look at where this verse is located in Matthew 24, it's speaking about the signs of the end. You know, there's going to be war, right? There's going to be famine. There's going to be a lot of horrible things happening around the world. But Jesus said what? All of these things will not be the end. Right, all of these things will not be the end. And sometimes when you watch the news and what's happening around the world, you're like, oh my, it's definitely the end. Like Trump intervening in FIFA. That is definitely the end of the world. That is World War III right there. There's never been a president in history who reversed the decision of FIFA. Yeah, so that was definitely the end. But Jesus is saying, well, that's definitely not the end, right? And now, the Lord brought this in my heart, right? Because the chapter is speaking about wars and famine. And the Lord put this in my heart, that God also has an agenda to invade, right? God has an agenda to invade. Because when the Bible says, and the gospel of this kingdom, right, because we know that a kingdom is a domain of a king where the king exercises authority. So God wants to exercise authority in the world, right, and also among the nations, right? Now we're going to look at another. What does the word world mean? Right. So the word means the inhabited earth, right? And the reason why I'm saying this is because it's different from the word nation, right? So nations and the world are two separate things, right? So the world is speaking about the inhabited earth, and nations. It uses a Greek word meaning ethnos. And ethnos is a group of people, right? Ethnic groups. And that's what I want to focus today on, right? Now, according to the Joshua Project, which is an organization that tracks information of what's happening around the world in terms of Christianity, it says there's about 10,000 ethnic groups, Yeah. So I'm from the Congo, and in the Congo we have different tribes, right? So every tribe has its own language, its own culture, and its own ways, right? That is what Jesus is saying, right? So Jesus doesn't want us to look only at political boundaries of nations, right? Because if we look at political boundaries of nations, then we're going to conclude that a country has received Christ, right? Now, God wants us to look at ethnic groups, right? So there are ethnic groups that have not heard the gospel yet. There are people that are unreached. Very, very difficult to reach them. Yeah, and God wants us to be aware of that, right? And I know that maybe some of us, we may never go there and preach the gospel, right? But our prayers are very, very important. Yeah, in fact, prayers are very, very important, right? When you read the book of Revelation, you see that incense were prayers of the saints. So God is kind of storing our prayers, right? Let me get my notes here. I feel like David. You know, I'm using a Bible that I don't read from. This is definitely Saul's armor. It's too heavy, right? So let me read from this. He says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. The gospel will be preached, right? It's going to happen. God will find a way to make it happen, right? It will be preached as a testimony to all nations, right? So there are people groups there that have never heard the gospel, right? So I was privileged to go to Turkey, and our mission group was focused on Persians. So people from Iran, and also some people from Afghanistan. So we were going in, to different cities in Turkey. So we were not talking to anyone else. We're not looking for anyone else. We're only looking for this particular group of people, right? Because we are aware that because of the instabilities of what's happening in those regions, people from Iran and Turkey are coming, from Iran and Afghanistan are coming to Turkey, right? They are escaping. So we went there and we met amazing people, right? So there's one, we went to a city called Nefsiye, right? And we were looking, it's very hard searching for a group of people, right? There are people, but it's very hard when you're only focused on one person, right? So we went to that city, and we saw a man loading carpet in the little van, right? So we spoke to him, right? We were trying to speak to him. Now, I don't speak English very well, but there was another issue there. We couldn't preach in English, right? We had to preach in Farsi. And we had 3 days of learning Farsi. And the only thing I remember about Farsi is Farsi Baladi, right? Or Esme Manis Prince, right? Now, so we saw a man loading carpets, and we started speaking to him, right? And now this other man came behind us, and he greeted this man. And with our limited language, we said, chai, right? So tea. So the man invited us to his house, and he served us tea. Right? So while we were there, we were new. And one thing about the Muslims is that they like taking care of people, right? Maybe because they think that will take them to heaven. I don't know. But they love taking care of people. And so we told them that we're strangers. Obviously, we also use Google Translation. It is very handy for outreach, for missions. We use that. We said that we are strangers. We had booked our hotel. So the man says, no, you're strangers. You can't sleep outside. You can't sleep outside. Come and sleep in my house. Yeah. So, by the way, we also had American friends, right? So we're in the house, then they served us food. So they served us tilapia, they served us sunflower seeds. I didn't know that you could eat sunflower seeds, but We did eat sunflower seeds. Now, some of the people from my team, they were struggling to eat tilapia, right? And one thing that I know, right, is that when someone gives you food, especially in those parts of the world, they're giving you their heart, right? So you gotta pretend to chew, even if it's a little bit greasy. Just ask God for a miracle to swallow that food. Some people were struggling, right? And we were there. So they shared their story with us, how this man with his pregnant wife had to walk 40 days running from war, running from all of those things. They walked 40 days through mountains, through Pakistan, to come into Turkey, all in the search of a better life. Right? There are so many people doing that, and some don't make it. Some do die along the way. It was very sad. He was a 24-year-old man. My heart was just broken, right? All our team's heart was just broken, just hearing the story. So we shared with him the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. That Jesus died for his sins. He was buried and was raised again. That there's only one way to God, right? People say that there are many ways that lead to Rome, maybe, but there's only one way that leads to Jesus, to God. And the door that leads to God is Jesus Christ. If any man or woman, right, does not come through Jesus Christ, they don't go to the Father, right? And it is not by good works, because all our works before God are filthy rags. So salvation is not by works. Salvation is based on what Jesus Christ did on the cross. Because if salvation was by works, we all saw the game last night, right? England was in possession of the ball. Haaland was just walking around. We're looking for him, right? If salvation was by works, I think majority of us would be like Haaland, just walking. You know, they're looking for us to score the goal. Many of us would be disqualified, and maybe a few might make it in because it's by works. But God said, you know what? I'm going to make it fair. I'm going to remove human pride, right? And all of these things so that no man can glory. And if any man chooses to glory, they can only glory in what Jesus Christ did on the cross. Yeah. So we share the gospel that Jesus died. Very, very difficult, right? Now, if you are preaching in English, you might use a few beautiful words, right? And if you're preaching in Farsi, guess what? You are very empty, yeah? Very, very empty. And I want to read Luke 21, verse 15. Luke 21, verse 15 says, "For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversary will be able to resist or contradict." God is the one who gives the message, right? He does. Because I've met so many people say, you know what? I'm shy, I can't do this, right? I'm not a missionary. I certainly don't look like a missionary, right? I was speaking to one pastor, African pastor. And before I went to Turkey, I was saying, you know what? I'm going to this amazing trip to preach the gospel. He was like, Prince, hold on a second. You have to build a house first, right? And also, Africa needs missions. Let us build education programs and all of those things. Because that's also missionary work, right? It's like, Maybe according to the Bible, that's not missionary work. Yeah, maybe that's part of it, but it's not the core missionary work. According to Jesus, it's going on the front lines where people have not heard the gospel, right? Because the reality is, without receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, very sad, hell becomes a reality. And God is a loving God. He sends Jesus Christ, right? God sends Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible says that, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached, right? Will be preached. God wants the kingdom of heaven to invade the world, to invade the nations of the world. Because in God's idea is, when a gospel reaches a particular people, for example, if it reaches me, I'm from a tribe called Muluba. So if it reaches me, then I should be the carrier to preach to my people group, right? Now, when we have people in different people group rising up to preach the gospel to themselves, right, then we can now say that that people group is now becoming reached, right? Now, there are so many groups that don't even have Christians. So it's our responsibility as the people of God to rise up in prayer. And some of us that God will be stirring in our heart, then to go. I want to read one more scripture, Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse 1. And this shocked me. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two, right, ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He appointed 72 others, right? He sent them two by two to every town, every city where he himself wanted to go. So the reason why God is sending you to preach the gospel to a particular place is because he himself wants to go there. So you are not going alone. You are going with Jesus Christ. Now, I preach the gospel to the Muslims, right? And one thing that I can tell you, it's very scary to preach the gospel in Coventry. Everyone knows you. Your bosses are there. If you say anything that is controversial, they might have a word with you. So it becomes very challenging to preach the gospel in what you can call your hometown, right? Jesus Christ had also difficulties preaching the gospel there. Jesus Christ was preaching the gospel, and people say, I don't understand. I am sure this is Mary's boy. What is Mary's boy standing there, right? They will bring all your family history. On his CV, did he add that he was a preacher? No, I don't think so, because last time he submitted his CV, he was a carpenter. So when did he start preaching the gospel? Very, very difficult, even for our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have gone out to share the gospel in Coventry also. It becomes challenging, right? And I had one friend, he said, I won't preach the gospel here because everyone knows me. I won't preach the gospel. Everyone knows me. Probably next time I go to McDonald's and order, the person at McDonald's might put his, you know, I didn't like what you were saying last time. I think there's no McDonald's for you this time. Go and consider what you preached, right? So it becomes very difficult, right? So what I'm trying to say is, God, so even when we see all of these things, It's not the end of the world. There's only one way this all ends. Only one way. And the end is coming when the gospel has flooded the entire world, when the gospel has flooded the entire ethnic groups, right? So please let us rise up in prayer, right? And pray for men and women who are risking their life going to other parts of the world. Now, England or United Kingdom or Britain gave so much to the world, and I think sometimes we forget, right? There's a missionary called, last name is Thomas, right? A Pentecostal missionary went to Korea, a young man went to Korea with Bibles. And before he even reached, they threw spears and killed the man. While he was dying, he threw the Bible, right? And from some of our Korean friends, they told us that the Bible was used as a wallpaper. The man sticked it as a wallpaper. Very beautiful. It's paper, by the way, right? Very beautiful. Sticked it. Now, as it was on the wall, they were reading. And Korea is now one of the largest missionary sending countries in the world, and not America, Korea and China. And Iran is coming up. Now, there's also a man called Hudson Taylor, Englishman, right? He left everything behind and went to China. Now, with Hudson Taylor, it's very interesting that he didn't wear suits, right? He wore like the Chinese. He spoke Chinese. He ate like the Chinese, right? And he preached to them. And China has the gospel, right? So God is not done with Britain. God is not done with England, right? In fact, England has a major part to play in God's history, end time history, right? And I always think of a scripture in the book of, I'm forgetting the scripture, but there was a time where Satan was contesting this man. And the man had a filthy rag. So God told the angels, says, remove the filthy rag and put a new robe. So God is bringing a new robe on England, where we're going to see men and women who are going to rise up for the gospel, right? We saw that with a man in Scotland. He says, give me Scotland or else I die. That is amazing. Very, very bold. Give me Scotland, Lord Jesus, or else my life is not worth living. We are going to see people rise up in the UK. Say, Lord, you said in Psalm 2, ask of me the nations, and I will give you the nations. We are going to see people from Britain rising up. Because God's whole agenda is for the Gentiles to receive the gospel first. The Gentiles are those who are not Jewish. For all of us to receive the gospel and make Israel jealous. And what's going to happen is when the Gentiles, all these ethnic groups receive the gospel, then there's going to be a flooding of the gospel towards Jerusalem. And the King of Kings will come. Right, we are looking for that day. And the only way this whole thing is ending is not because of nuclear weapons, which is very terrifying. It's not because of coronavirus. It's the gospel. When the gospel is preached, when all ethnic groups have been reached, then the end will come. So, my brothers and sisters, let us rise up in prayer, because God wants to go somewhere, but it's not going without us. Amen. Thank you.